this.
Well, it was the night of nights in the Perth metro area last night for the crowning of the 2024 AgriFuture Rural Women's Award here in WA. Three amazing finalists there last night, Jay Page, Mandy Walker and Nicola Kelleher. But as we said earlier on, there could be only one winner. That winner is Mandy Walker. And Mandy joins us on the program this morning. Mandy, good morning there to you. Congratulations.
Good morning, Troy. Thank you. It's great to be the winner.
How did you find the awards night last night?
It was amazing. That the energy in that room, the people collected there to celebrate what we do, it really was a great night.
Now, for those who don't know, you have a project. Can you let our listeners know about your winning project?
Yeah, my aim is to create a business model that lets our regional businesses connect easily with the defence contractors down in Henderson. So doing a bit of matchmaking and getting that investment that's being made in Henderson out to the region.
Yeah, you said in your speech there last night that you're going to try and convince businesses with your project going forward. Have you tried to convince any of them so far?
I have had some chats with people who think it's a bit of a far-out idea, but when you have a sit-down and you talk through it, it makes complete sense. It's not nuts at all.
No, not nuts at all. So you could be building some submarines or some tanks around Bolgut. Who knows, very soon, eh?
Imagine that. That's part of the process demystify what it is we're actually contributing to. Yep. So those work packages that go into what's happening down at Henderson is no different to what we're doing now in terms of welding, fabricating, bending, painting, that type of thing. Yep. So it's very much translating what we do currently and what we do really well down into those work packages.
So what does winning this mean to you now personally, you know, winning the award? What does it mean for you?
It's a bit overwhelming.
Have you had really time to think about it?
Everyone keeps asking me how I feel, and it is that a real privilege and a real honour because this is now representing Western Australia at the National Award.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So where do you hope to take the project over, say, the next 12, 18 months or so here, Mandy?
I'd love to see some purchase orders being created between our Henderson businesses and us in the Wheat Belt, and then expand it beyond engineering and fabrication and mechanics out to the other sectors.
Yeah, absolutely. And has there been any unexpected, say, personal rewards for you so far on this journey?
For me, it has been great to talk to people about it and have the idea validated. You know, just that wide-ranging support for what we're trying to do, something different. Yep. And it does take courage and trust. And, for me personally, to have that shown is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose you've got, you know, plenty of award winners and other alumni to go back and have talks with.
Yeah. And you know what? That group of people over 20 years, it's a really force of nature.
So back to business today or what's the go?
Yep, back to business. Yeah. We've got lots on our plate. Yep. So, and Darren will be opening up next week.
Okay,
so, a lot to do.
Of course, you've got Walker's Diesel Services there in Wongan Hills. So look out, might have a big couple of days ahead.
We do.
Hey, congratulations on winning the award last night and good luck over the next 12 months or so there for you, Mandy.
Beautiful. Thanks, Troy. Let's talk again soon.
Absolutely. Mandy Walker winning last night's WA AgriFuture Rural Women's Award. So congratulations there to Mandy and also too, congratulations and well done to the other two amazing finalists in Jay Page and Nicola Kelleher. Just an amazing night last night and to everybody involved. Pat on the back and yes, job well done. Now we look forward to it being back in 2025.